I thought about things, the pros and the cons, but in the end, I would be so confused because I never believed there was ever any one right answer, yet there were many wrong ones. So whenever I said, "You decide," or "I don't care," or "Either way is fine with me," Ted would say in his impatient voice, "No, you decide. You can't have it both ways. None of the responsibility, none of the blame." I could feel things changing between us. A protective veil had been lifted, and Ted now started pushing me about everything. He asked me to decide on the most trivial matters as if he were baiting me. Italian food or Thai? One appetizer or two? Which appetizer? Credit card or cash? Visa or MasterCard? Last month, when he was leaving for a 2-day dermatology course in Los Angeles, he asked if I wanted to come along, and then quickly, before I could say anything, he added, "Never mind, I'd rather go alone." "More time to study," I agreed. "No, because you could never make up your mind about anything," he said. And I protested, "But it's only with things that aren't important." "Nothing is important to you then," he said in a tone of disgust. "Ted, if you want me to go, I'll go." And it was as if something snapped in him. "How the hell did we ever get married? Did you just say I do because the minister said repeat after me? What would you have done with your life if I had never married you? Did it ever occur to you?" This was such a big leap in logic between what I said and what he said, and I thought we were like two people standing apart on separate mountain peaks, recklessly leaning forward to throw stones at one another, unaware of the dangerous chasm that separated us. But now I realize Ted knew what he was saying all along. He wanted to show me the rift, because later that evening, he called from Los Angeles and said he wanted a divorce.